Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very busy, but very well.
I believe that we might be in the middle of tick season at the moment, and I have heard that more people are getting tick bites these days. Elizabeth, how serious is this?
The first thing to say is actually really try and avoid getting bitten. If you cross an area with long grass, with large areas of your skin exposed, then yes, you may well get bitten. Cover up, wear long trousers, tuck your socks into shoes, use an insect repellent containing DEET. And in answer to your question, yes, it can be serious.
Is it obvious then, knowing when you have been bitten?
I think there's a bit of a misconception, Toby, here, where you might expect a large black object landing on your skin, but often it's a young tick biting you and it's almost the size of a peppercorn and it's difficult to see. Now, children often get bitten in places like behind the ears or on the scalp, not so much in the usual leg area. So if you're out with children or grandchildren in the country, please have a check of these areas on their bodies.
Elizabeth, do you need to remove a tick properly then?
Yes, we do advise people who are possibly going into the areas where you could get bitten, please carry a tick remover. Now, these come like a hook or a card from your pharmacy. And what you're trying to do is remove the tick without squeezing the body further down. Now, that's where its contents, the bacteria, will end up in your body.
And when do you need to get medical help then?
When you see a red rash, often like a bullseye, you may have a temperature or headache. And if Lyme disease, that's the disease you get from ticks. If that's suspected, then we give patients a course of antibiotics. I had a family return from Spain recently, all exhibiting rashes and other symptoms. So they had to be treated really very quickly.
Finally, Elizabeth, to another topic. There seems to be controversy over the recommendation that all masks are to be withdrawn from healthcare and care settings. What do you think of that?
Well, one thing I did notice when everyone was wearing masks, including members of the public, they often didn't wear them properly, not covering the mouth and nose. Sometimes you could see them on television under the chin. And of course, touching the outside of the mask immediately contaminates your fingers if you were near someone with COVID. I think it's a common sense thing that if you have a cough and you're visiting a vulnerable relative or coming to a healthcare or care setting, it's a good idea to wear a mask. Health professionals, you've probably seen in the news, are saying it was wrong to stop the mask wearing, but I think there needs to be a sort of balance. The way I use masks, for example, in my pharmacy is if I'm bringing someone into the consulting room, I wear one and I give the patient one as well. So far, everyone has been happy with that arrangement. So I think it's a common sense thing. But I think completely saying let's not use masks is probably maybe a little bit premature.
I always wear one on the tube when I'm in London. As always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in contact and ask for your advice, where can people go to find you?
allaw.newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you once again, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
I always enjoy having a chat with you, Toby. Thank you.